adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Barolo.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Dynamiting of the Bridge. There are men who cannot take a defeat without seeking revenge. Such a man was Merton Blaine, construction engineer, who back in the early 1870s in Waco, Texas, nearly put over his scheme to have an innocent man lynched for the crime Blaine himself committed. As our story opens, Merton Blaine and his henchman Sneed Murdo are crossing the Brazos River on the ferry raft. They are both looking up at the new bridge that spans the river.
Too bad you couldn't have got the job building that bridge, Mr. Blaine.
I should have had the job, according to my bid. But I lost out to politics and a family connection.
Yeah, that's the way it goes sometimes. I did all I could to slow down construction past the deadline limit, the way you told me to do. But they caught on and fired me.
We're not beaten yet.
But the bridge is all finished, Mr. Blaine. They're going to cut the ribbon tomorrow morning.
$1 will get you $1,000. Nobody uses that bridge.
What do you mean?
Tonight, we're going to dynamite it.
What?
And if we can find a cat's paw to take the blame, I might get the contract to build a new bridge.
But to dynamite? By Jupiter, Mr. Blaine.
Not so loud, you fool. The ferryman's watching.
Yeah, but, well, you're the boss.
Speaking of the ferryman, let's go talk to him, Sneed. I'm getting an idea. That's quite a bridge, my friend.
Sure, my name's Carl Oliver. He's a humdinger. A blaster, anyway. She's going to put me plumb out of his job.
Yes, I imagine so. It's too bad. But if it's any help, I have a suggestion for you.
What's that, mister?
You might blow the bridge up. What's that, mean?
Yeah, that'll do the trick, all right.
Right, give me now, mister, that's an idea. Just blow it up higher than a kite, eh?
You'd certainly have a job afterwards.
Yeah, wouldn't I, though? I'd have a job cracking rocks in the jail. Well, stand by the land, gents.
When we get yours, Sneed, you tell the boys to go into Colby's store one at a time and fire the dynamite.
Yeah, I'll go buy some, too.
Old man Colby might get suspicious if one man thought all of it.
Anything else, boss?
Yes. Keep an eye on the sheriff. I'll want to know where he is from now till after the job's done.
Tell Panchito you always look for the trouble.
Your Uncle Pancho did not mean that, Panchito.
That's what he say. Look for the trouble.
I never look for trouble for its own sake in all my life. What Pancho meant was that sometimes we try to help people who are in trouble.
Oh, please, Chico. We look for just a little trouble, no?
Panchito, you may as well stop teasing. You are going back to Hermosillo to school as fast as I can get you there.
Panchito too old for school. Panchito 12 years old.
That is just when you need school the most.
But,
I do not want to argue about it, Nino. We'll stop at that store ahead and buy you a new cord for your sombrero. And we'll ride on through Waco and make camp outside the town.
But just a teeny little trouble before.
Panchito. Oh, yeah,
hold.
Colby's store. We will go in here. Yeah, look, Panchito. Down toward the river. There's a fine new bridge.
See, fine bridge.
We'll have a closer look in a few minutes. Buenas tardes, señor storekeeper. We want something you may not have in stock,
hey,
but...
Now, don't tell me you want dynamite, too.
Dynamite? No, no. Why'd you say that?
The last 5 armories in here bought 10 sticks of dynamite apiece. Hey, what do you want?
A cord for the Niño Sombrero. The cord he has on there is broken.
No, I got a couple of them, sure.
Oh, bueno. Hey, let me have one, please.
There you be. And there's your change.
Gracias, señor. Did you tell the sheriff about the purchase of dynamite?
Tell him? No. Nothing unusual. Hombres buying dynamite.
Well, it seems unusual to me. 5 hombres in succession buying 10 sticks of dynamite apiece. However, adios, New York.
Adios.
Cisco?
What is it, Panchito?
We go to a sheriff about dynamite?
Si, Panchito. After you wipe that wet sawdust off your boots.
What sawdust?
Hey, the floor in there was covered with it. Viejo must sell ice to be stored in sawdust. Ah, there you are. Now, let us ride to the sheriff's office.
Cisco.
Up, Yalupia. Oh,
look, Corona. Dynamite. I'd have to go to school to know that one in trouble. And not teeny little trouble, neither.
Look,
Corona.
Come on,
Cisco. Got the sheriff sitting on the bench?
He does not look like a sheriff to me, Nino. Well, we'll go into the office.
Well, who do you think you're looking at, shrimp?
Panchito, look at you, senor.
Don't get smart.
Panchito was minding his own business, hombre. Suppose you mind yours.
Now you look at his, stranger. Right.
We have no time to waste. Buenas tardes, senor sheriff.
Buenas tardes.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I felt I should report something to you, Sheriff. The viejo in Polby's store told me 5 men, one after another, bought dynamite this afternoon.
Well, what of it?
That is for you to say, Senor Sheriff.
Cisco, tell you something? You better take notice, Senor Sheriff.
Cisco? Are you the Cisco kid?
That is what I am called.
I know of you, Cisco. If I get a chance, I'll call around and ask old man Polby about that dynamite. But I doubt if I'll get the chance. Not with 1,000,001 things to do in connection with the opening of the new bridge.
Well, I'm merely reporting it, Sheriff, so I... Hey, wait. So, you wanted to hear what was being said, hombre.
Any law against sitting on these steps?
You want the bench out there when we get here.
If you're going to hang around here, Sneed, go sit on that bench. You don't improve the looks of them steps any.
Whatever you say, Sheriff.
Yeah, we'll go along now, Senor Sheriff. Come, Panchito.
Dynamite makes a big, big bang, Senor Sheriff.
I'll keep it in mind. Good day to you.
Adios, Senor.
Adios, not la vista.
Mighty smart hombre, ain't you, Cisco? I got a good mind to take a poke at you.
I would not try it, hombre.
If I were you.
You take the poke at Cisco, you get 2 pokes back, hombre.
Panchito, you're only a niño. Remember your manners. Up, Yabaka.
If you know what's good for you, you'll keep on riding out of town.
That settles it, Panchito. We will not make camp outside Waco tonight. We'll stay in town and keep our eyes open.
Oh, Reno. Reno.
Unless I miss my guess, a lot of mischief is brewing.
If they catch us, there are a mighty tough bunch of hombres in this town. Every last one of them is in favor of this bridge.
Oh, but that ferryman.
Ah, he don't count.
It so happens that he counts very much, Sneed.
Maybe, but say, you sure we can get far enough down the river before this dynamite goes so they won't spot us?
Now, look, I've thought this whole plan through, start to finish. Now get that sack of dynamite up on the pier.
Yes, Mr. Blaine.
I'll hold the boat steady. Get it right up under the bridge.
That's what I'm doing.
There we are. Now, I'll light this here fuse. Shield the match with your hand so they won't see the light from shore.
There she goes. Better start rowing, Mr. Blaine. If they was to catch
us. Oh, don't be so chicken-hearted, Sneed. Just keep a lookout ahead so that I won't row into anything.
Well, it's all clear. What do we do when we get to shore?
We'll hustle back and mingle with the crowd. I make the accusation. You have the boys start lynching talk.
But suppose he ain't there.
He will be, of course. He lives only a stone's throw away from that end of the bridge.
There.
Now we're getting in the clear, Sneed.
I better keep rowing, though. This ain't far enough.
Oh, I intend to. About time that dynamite exploded.
You don't suppose the fuse went out, do you?
If it did, we'll go back and try again.
Not me. Once is enough for me.
Why, you coward.
As she goes.
Now we'll go ashore and carry out the rest of the plan.
Mia, look at that bridge.
He's all cut to pieces in the middle.
And on fire besides. That dynamite those hombres bought in Colby's store.
You sure that is, Cisco?
I cannot be certain, Panchito. But such a guess is fairly safe.
But why anybody want to blow a brand new bridge, Cisco?
I have no idea, Nino. There's the sheriff over there.
Don't be talking to
him. Let's walk over.
I tell you, that's the way it is, Sheriff. Both Sneed and I heard him say it.
When was this, Martin?
Today, when we cross the river on this ferry raft.
Come on, we'll go talk to him.
Let us follow them, Panchito.
Anybody do a thing like that ought to be leaving.
He's going to the sheriff called Sneed.
I see him, Panchito.
All right, boys. All right. That's enough talk to lynch. Cut him out. Cut him out. I don't want to hear any more. Hey, you the ferryman?
Yep, that's right, Sheriff. My name's Carl Oliver.
I'll do the talking. Did you tell Mr. Blaine here that you'd like to blow up this bridge?
Blow up the... I never told him nothing of the kind.
Didn't you say it was an idea to blow her higher than a kite in those words?
Well, Oliver, I
did. But it was this way, Sheriff.
Now, there you are, Sheriff. He's the man who blew up this bridge.
No, I ain't either, Sheriff. No, that ain't true.
Come on, boys.
We'll save the sheriff the trouble, and the rest of them will take him and lynch him.
The
sheriff, stop this lynching.
Get it out, boys.
Wait on me, quick. Let the law handle this matter. You do not want a lynching on your hands?
No. They come with the sheriff, Cisco. Look out, Cisco.
Oh,
you're in this, hey? Get the big old way.
You
want to fight, George?
Get it.
You.
And
Joe, fight.
Let's go.
Stop the way you fight,
Cisco.
You hit the
whole
bunch.
No.
Now,
the boys get
blank.
That's it.
Now,
I'll get him with this
gun butt.
Oh.
Do not hurt Cisco. Stop that,
O'Brien. Get out of my way, Schmidt, or I'll kick you into the river.
Hey, come to think of it, boy. I believe that big stranger was in league with the ferry now.
Hey, that's an idea, Mr. Blaine. How about it, boys? Let's have a double.
And so Cisco faces death at the hands of the mob. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now back to the Cisco Kid in our dripping story, The Dynamiting of the Bridge. At the scene of the dynamiting of the bridge over the Brazos River, Cisco joined the sheriff in fighting the mob bent on lynching ferryman Carl Oliver, falsely accused of the crime. But the mob knocked out the sheriff and Cisco, and then, egged on by Merton Blaine and Sneed Murdo, called for the lynching of Cisco, too. Now...
Stop!
That was my head.
You won't have to worry about your head much longer, Cisco.
You let him, Cisco!
Look out, Ninja.
Why, you little weasel. It's in the river. You go.
You hombres, put the Ninja down.
Sure, down in the river.
I am not enough. Panchito, not can swim. Panchito,
here you go.
I am Cisco.
Get even with your punch.
Back. Watch it, boys. Get the way.
Hey, Panchito, I'm coming.
Get out there.
Stay on this side of the bridge, Butler. They may think the current has carried us downstream.
Now
this way, boys. Come away, Cisco. Senor, we can go ashore now. There's not a moment to lose. We have to stop the lynching.
He'll be unconscious for some time to come.
Yes. You're the boss. What do you want me to do?
You'd better be the lookout man for Cisco. Have your guns ready, Sneed. If you get a shot at him, make it good.
Dry gouge him, huh?
With no hesitation. I don't want to take any chances of his interfering with us. So shoot him down.
Them now, Panchito. We must attend to the sheriff.
Sheriff is dead?
No. But he was hit hard. There is my sombrero over there in the ground. Go fill it with water, Nino.
Hurry, Panchito. Coyotes. Blasted coyotes.
All right, Sheriff. All right, now. Do not try to get up.
Who are you? Oh, Cisco.
Hey, you are knocked out. You'll be all right in a moment. Ah, gracias, Nino. Save your face and hit from the sheriff. That should make you feel better.
The prisoner, they was going to lynch him.
Say, you're all right now. I'll go after those hombres.
Oh, of course I'm all right. I'm going with you. Well, at least they didn't get my guns. Wrap them downriver where them torches are.
Si, senor. Let us go.
Not so fast. Can't Panchito keep up with you?
Panchito, I want you to go back to the stable where our horses are. Wait there for me.
Cisco, after we just find a trap.
Do as I say, Nino. I want to take no chances of your getting hurt.
Panchito, it's good to talk to your nervous.
Panchito, did you hear what I said?
Please.
Then do it.
Panchito, go back to the stable. I'd rather be with you, Cisco.
We better hurry, Cisco. Yeah, she'll breathe easier when I get that ferryman safe in jail.
I do not think he is the guilty one, Sheriff.
But he said he...
See, I heard what he said. He did not sound guilty. If I were you, I would get a description from the storekeeper of the five hombres who bought that dynamite and that...
Down, Sheriff, quick! Where'd that truck come from?
From that little shed just ahead of us. Stay behind that rock, Senor Sheriff, and draw his fire. I'll get around behind the shed and go after that hombre.
Miss me, you blasted polecat! See how you like this!
What's your fire, Sheriff?
My thunder!
Yeah, my hands in this front here. Here's the one! You find you in the river! Next to high price of the jaw!
This cardboard!
Good work, Cisco!
Panchito, I thought I told you to go back to the stable!
But Panchito, hear the shooting, Cisco! Afraid maybe Cisco may be hurt! Please, Cisco. Panchito, go with you.
What are you going to do with a Nino like this one, Sheriff?
No, Cisco. I leave him here to keep guard over this buzzard of a Sneed. I'll put handcuffs on Sneed, of course.
Very well, Panchito. Wait here for me. And this time, I mean wait, no matter what you hear.
Please, Cisco.
Now keep your eye on this Panchito. And do not let him call out for help after he comes to.
Let's go, Cisco.
In just a moment. I want to light a match first, Sheriff. Have a look. Just as I thought.
What in blazes?
Specks of sawdust on his boots. I'll explain that later. Come on, Sheriff.
Guns are in good working order.
You can't stop us. This man deserves lynching.
Hombre, this first bullet will be for you. The moment that rope tightens.
Well, all easy, boy, easy. Let us slack away on the rope.
Get your hands in the air, all of you.
I'm sure glad to see you two.
You, Blaine, if that is your name, get that rope off him, quickly.
Now, see here,
sister. I get quickly. Now,
stop it.
Next one will do more than take off your hat, hombre. Now move.
All right, easy.
Cisco here don't believe you're guilty of dynamite in that bridge, Oliver. What's your story?
Well, this man here and a fella named Sneed was on my ferry raft, and they was looking at the bridge and talking low, and then they said the bridge had put me out of a job, and why didn't I blow it up? They was both smiling, and I thought they was making a joke, so I said, sure, why didn't I blow it higher in the kite?
Around some people, senor, you have to be very careful what you say.
I sure found that out, mister.
Well, Sheriff?
I kind of believe him, Cisco. I'll have to question him a little more, though. You boys get on home now. I don't want no more trouble with you.
See, you gave us a headache apiece. That is enough for one night.
Yeah. And you come with us, Blaine.
Not until I have it out with this interferer.
I suppose I can stand one more fight. It does not last too long.
Oh, thunderation. I wanted a crack at that skunk, too.
You should have spoken before, senor. But do not worry. I believe the law will take plenty of cracks at him.
Panchito
right tonight. Panchito, I told you to scan guard over that other hombre.
Do not get away, Cisco. Panchito find some old rope and shit. Tie him up like the turkey.
Give me one good reason for disobeying my order, Panchito, and I will overlook this.
Oh, please, Cisco. You tell Panchito keep away from trouble.
See?
So, Panchito have to stay right with Cisco to find out what trouble is. Or he not know what to keep away from, no? Cisco.
Hey, Panchito.
Oh, storekeeper. Point out bandidos who buy the dynamite.
Si, niño. And the sheriff arrested the bandidos.
We're all in jail now.
See.
You know what Panchito likes to do now, Cisco?
No, what?
Go go find some more Bandito.
No, Bandito. You are going to Hermosillo.
But nothing happened there. Panchito wants to stay with Cisco.
Niño. You must know how much your mamacita and your papacito miss you.
Well, Panchito miss them too, Cisco. But when Panchito go home, his papacito put him to work after school in the egg business.
In the egg business?
See.
Well, I did not know your papacito was in that business, Panchito.
See, for most 2 years now.
Well, he must have a great many hens by now.
Not got any hens.
Not any hens at all?
Not one, Cisco.
But I do not understand, Panchito. If your papacito has no hen,
see?
Then where does he get his eggs?
Well, it's that easy, Cisco. From his ducks.
Oh, Panchito.
Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.